song called Just One Girl by a garage rock monster band called the Knickerbockers off their 1966 LP, The Fabulous Knickerbockers, Lies, on Challenge Records. Of course, not a comedy record, but we like to start off things here on Laugh Tracks with a fast-paced bang. We play vinyl from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and occasionally stuff from the 30s, the 40s, and the 1990s, not to mention the zeros. The Laugh Tracks mandate is to play comedy that is truly funny, to play comedy that is more of like a car wreck, stuff that was intended to be funny but certainly isn't. And of course, we intend to play records that were recorded in all seriousness but have turned out hilarious by default. Let's start with something today that is truly funny, one of the greatest voices in the history of stand-up comedy and comedy records, one of the legendary African-American comics, Moms Mabley.
Jackie, Moms Mabley. Look at her, she's right in line. I said, Daddy, I've been wanting to who's down here for a long, long time. He said, well, I can say that you're welcome. I said, oh, thank you very much. By that time, some old big mouth senator, you know, that with that bushy hair, comes up, well, I said, shut your mouth. Please, if you will. All I want you to do is to sign that president's civil rights bill. That's all I want you to do.
Two fellas were sitting down in the room the other day, you know, smoking them cigarettes with no name on them. You know what I mean? Come and tried to bust in the door, see? And they got scared, they didn't know what to do, and they didn't know where to hide the stuff, so they hid it up in the cuckoo clock, you know? And the cops come in and looked everywhere, and they couldn't find nothing, so they went on back out, and one of them went to the door and looked, see, seen he was gone. He said, other, say, man, go get the stuff. He said, man, I can't get the stuff till the cuckoo comes out. He'll be out in about 10 minutes and then I'll dig a job. They waited 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes. Finally, the cuckoo, you know, he oozed out. Had his dog glasses on. Looked at him and said, man, what time is it? Without a mom, the day would never end. Without a mom, the road would never bend. A man is born, but son, you ain't got a friend. Not like a mom. Not like a mom. The fields of corn would never have seen a plow. The fields of corn would be deserted now. A child is born,
but it ain't no good no how. Not without a mouth. Not without a mouth. I have my troubles and woes, but I know that you and good and roll that I'll get along as long as the song is deep down in my soul. That pretty grass grows tall. But one thing I know, there ain't no love at all. Not like a mom. Not like a mom. We have our troubles and woes, but I know. I know just as sure as good and wrong that I'll get along as long as the song. It's deep down in my soul. Get it. That rain to fall. I don't know what makes that pretty grass grow. I know. There ain't no love at all. But I'm a mom. Not like a mom.
On an otherwise quiet day at the Hall of Justice.
Ha-cha! Take that, Superman!
Ouch, that really hurts, Samurai. I've got it. Knight to King's Pawn 3.
Ha! I do believe you have had it, my illustrious friend. Check.
The game's not over yet. Watch this move.
I think you'll have to make that move later.
An emergency at the observatory.
Nanda, today's the day they're installing the new telescope mirror.
This could be serious.
Well, the Super Friends must have received my message by now. It's time for the Mirror Master to get to work.
Charlie, easy does it. Super Friends, what are you doing here?
We heard you were having an emergency.
First I heard of it.
Oh, strange.
Maybe some clown with a home computer cracked our code.
That is not all he cracked.
Hi, folks. Want to hear something funny?
I'm cursed with an abnormal sexual magnetism for women.
Don Knotts is the love god?
Do you believe that?
One day, a bird watcher. The next day, the love god. You gotta see it to believe it.
There he is!
He's the most wanted man in the world.
There's been a mistake! There's just been a mistake!
When I see this filthy little degenerate's constitutional rights being threatened, then I must clasp him to my breast and fight for this filthy little degenerate's constitutional rights and liberty with my very life!
This country is exploding in a sex revolution, and Abner Peacock is the flag bearer.
Anne Francis sparks a revolution that shakes three continents and one love god.
I'm sure that you know what you're doing, but I...
Oh, these are your world-famous Peacock Pussycats.
My pussycats?
Yes, they'll be with you wherever you go, 24 hours a day.
I mean, aren't people gonna think?
Now tell it to me again. How for $500,000 I'm not going to be the publisher?
You're the publisher.
While women go wild for their love god and acclaim his prowess,
you possess a fantastic sexual magnetism.
Our love god proclaims his innocence.
Well, I'm just a clean, decent...
Hello, Miss Kesey.
I guess you've been seeing a lot of me on television and newspapers, huh?
You seem to be everywhere, doing everything.
Well, it's not easy, Rosella.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Abner. Here I am alone with you in your bedroom. Will you just stop torturing me?
On with the show!
Do you believe that?
You gotta see it to believe it.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. Also, you're listening on the internet, the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. And what we just heard there, of course, was the voice of Don Knotts. That was the trailer from his movie, The Love God, in which he played a pornographer. The movie was written by Nat Hiken, the legendary Hiken, who was responsible for a TV show called You'll Never Get Rich, best known as The Sergeant Bilko Show, or The Phil Silver Show, if you prefer. And if you want to learn more about The Love God, you might as well pick up a copy of my zine, Generation Exploitation Number 2, covers Don Knotts' films in their entirety and the sexual undertones beneath all of them, not just The Love God, in which he plays a pornographer. Before we heard the trailer to The Love God, we heard a random clip from the original Super Friends cartoon show, courtesy of Hanna-Barbera, of course. And we started off with a series of clips taken from various Moms Mabley recordings. And since they were taken from different records, that would account for the varying sound quality throughout. We heard stuff off of an album called Moms Wows, live at the Playboy Club Chicago. We also heard something off of Moms Mabley Breaks Up the Network on Chess Records. That was the marijuana joke we heard. And we also started with a latter-day Moms Mabley record on Mercury, Moms Mabley at the White House Conference. All right, now... I mentioned at the start of the program that we play a lot of things on Laugh Tracks that are funny, but were never meant to be funny. And the next clip we're going to play is an example of what I'm talking about. This is from talk radio in the United States in the early 90s. There used to be a syndicated talk show call-in program called The Lasseter Program. And on this particular episode, the host had been railing against the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker scandals that were the hot news of the day. And a irate Christian caller phones in and talks about how he's never going to listen to this program as long as he lives again because this man is dissing Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Take a listen.
Young man, let me tell you something right now. I come down here every year, and I've been coming down here for 24 years, and I in my entire life have never heard such an outrageous, outlandish person on a show.
Well, thank you.
You should be reported to the Chamber of Commerce or the FCC. I am going to write letters. I spent $800 to get down here. Alice is listening, and she is not very appreciative of what you've been doing here.
Who's not very appreciative? Who's not very appreciative?
She's very upset.
Who's upset, sir?
She's very upset.
Who is upset?
My wife is very upset. You've got no business talking about us in this manner. We are supporting you people. Don't you understand? If we quit coming down here, you'll be out of a job, sir.
Right.
And I'll report you, and I've heard about you before in the trailer parks. What's so funny about that, buddy?
Do you mean my fame has spread to the trailer parks?
What is so funny about living in a trailer park?
Nothing, sir.
I'm living in an Airstream right now, and I don't think it's very funny about the...
Wait a second. You come down here from where? What was it, Iowa? Dragging a trailer? And you're not even staying in a motel. And you think you're supporting me?
Are you on drugs, sir? I bet you use marijuana and all this kind of stuff. I bet you live a very loose lifestyle.
What kind of a lifestyle?
A very loose lifestyle.
Very loose.
I'm listening to you every night, and you've got to remember this, that we might stay here.
Oh, my God! You might stay here?
I might report you. I'm going to report you to the
Trailer Park Association.
I'm going to write management a letter, and you won't like it. You'll be very afraid.
Sir, my name is Lassiter. That's L-A-S-S-I-T-E-R. Care of the Lassiter Broadcasting Company.
You're in trouble now.
No, sir. I own the station.
You're in trouble now.
No, I own the place. My mother bought it.
And I've heard about the way you talk about our president, and I think it's a disgrace.
Why don't you write him a letter?
I've written him many letters.
Hasn't done you damn bit of good, has it?
I don't like the way you talked about Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Me and my wife stayed at the resort for 2 weeks, and we had a lovely and various enjoyment time.
Would you park your Airstream there, or did you stay in a hotel room there?
We stayed in a hotel room.
Figures.
There. And we're going to go back, and I will help support his ministry.
Great.
You have done a disservice.
Could you leave tonight?
God, I have never heard anyone lambaste the ministers and a nation such as this in my entire life, sir.
Well, you're lucky you've heard somebody do it now.
I'm going to write a letter to the manager. I'm going to write a letter
That's
to...
Mrs. Lassiter, L-A-S-S-I-T-E-R. That's the manager's name, Mrs. Lassiter.
In the phone book.
That's right, in the phone book.
Now you're making me scream, and you're making me scream and holler.
That's one of the things I do best.
Sir, why do you carry on in this manner? This is a very, very outlandish and monstrous tactic you're using.
You got it.
This is not right. Why don't you help the old people? Why don't you help us?
Sir, I'd like to help you out. Which way did you come in?
Sir, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to write you a letter. And you will receive this letter. And you won't like it. I'm going to write more than one letter. I'm going to write the station. I'm going to write the Chamber of Commerce. I, too, will write the Chamber of Commerce, and the Chamber of Commerce will be flooded with letters.
Will you put a lot of kisses at the bottom?
I bet you have a surfboard, don't you? I bet you wear short cut-off jeans and sandals and beads and probably wear sunglasses all the time. And I bet you haven't shaved in 3 months.
It's closer to 3 years, sir.
When's the last time you had a shave?
About 3 years ago.
Are you married or are you living in sin?
Little of each.
You continue to outrage us.
Well, thank you.
You continue to tell the whole world, the whole public here, that you're living in sin. This is monstrous. I give 10% of my pay to the PTL club, and I will continue to write to PTL.
Oh, Jim's living in sin.
And I am going
to send me 10% too?
I am going to write a letter to the PTL club and tell them what you've been saying about them. And you may hear from the PTO club.
Sir, we've tried to get them on the show before. They won't come on.
You're in trouble now. You're in trouble now.
Well, sir, I guess I'll just have to wax up my board and go with the flow, you know?
I'm going to stay here. I'm going to call the police.
We're all in trouble now.
I'll call the police on you. I'm threatening now, sir. You've got me upset. I'll call the police. I swear I'll call the police. Do you want me to call the police on you? You think it's funny? I will call the
police. Do I think it's funny? Do I think it's funny? Are you kidding me?
Be afraid, aren't you?
Are you pulling my leg?
Sir, I'll lock you up. I'll have you locked up, sir. Well, you can't do this.
This is the greatest call I've ever had in my entire career.
You think you're
probably the greatest call ever to talk radio.
Laughing, you think by laughing that you're showing me that you're not afraid. Because you're all afraid. I know it.
Oh, God.
I've got
sir,
five letters to write, sir.
Five letters now? Oh, my goodness, you got a busy night ahead of you.
I'm going to start right now.
Okay.
Have a bad night, hippie.
Okay, a screwball phoning into the Lassiter program, taped off of radio, and again, apologies if you had to turn up your radio. It's about a 16-year-old audio cassette purchased at Woolco and then taped with a Casio boombox. in order to get that footage that we just heard. But hopefully you enjoyed that. A surfing, bearded, beaded beatnik on the radio and being called on his shenanigans and his dirty lifestyle by some coot. You are listening to Laugh Tracks on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and you're also listening on the internet on the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Now let's listen to a comedy record by another legend, a man who's coming to Vancouver in just a couple of weeks, Don Rickles.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles.
Nice to see you in a red shirt, right in the front. That's class. I never entertained a Mountie. $40 million Americans, I gotta get a dummy Mountie right here in the front. Hello, dummy. Yeah. And he waved to me yet. I said, hello, dummy. And he went, he knows me, I'm a Mountie. Nice night, huh? I was upstairs laying on the bed thinking about the moves I was gonna make with the wife. She was in the other room with a Pepsi bottle going, wah, 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 wah. Weirdo, weirdo, shakes Pepsi bottles to get me in heat. Get horny when you're up here, you know what I mean? Mexicans, you never fool around with the wife, right? You're too busy laying on the floor fixing the mud so it don't cave in. They never fool with the wives, the Mexicans. They're walking around the house going, turn on the television. Turn on the television. But if it weren't for you people, we'd never have filth. Which is a good word, filth. No, I kid. Henry, you're a wonderful Mexican, really. I'm a Jew and you're a Mexican, and I say this from my heart. A Negro can move into my neighborhood. You can't. Don't make it a rally, you dummy broad. What the hell's the matter with you? You want the Mexican to come over to your table and get the runs? It's only a joke, Mexican. You're the chosen people. We're wrong. Look at the size of him, lady. He just lays on you and you die. Look at this. The lady went, would the Mexican lay on me? Anyway, gang, the old Jewish lady got in heat when she heard the fat Mexican was going to lay on her. Anyway, gang, the hell do you think's going to happen? You won't have any kids. A taco falls out. don't you find this funny, Mexican? Or do you want to go back to your old job in the arena? Get your pillows. Get your pillows. Found them in Tijuana on the border. Remember? Walking around with the kale pectate running out of the underwear. Takalela makela kalela. Takalela makela kalela. They drink that water, you know. They get the runs, and we use them for the highways to make the white lines. I'm a Jew with a chosen people. We don't have to do nothing. Pick up a couple of dollars and phone God. Hello, God. Jews, you gotta be like the Jews. Just sit in the house in the living room in your underwear. Put on the TV, Shirley. That's all Jews do. Sit in the underwear, belch, and watch TV. The Irish guys are staggering around, and the color guys are going, glory, glory, hallelujah. And the Mexicans, I'm going to the toilet. I don't care what the color guys do. And the queers are going, let's go in the park and have a love out. These are the jokes, lady. If you're waiting for Billy Graham to come in here, forget about it. At the finish, I give out dirty pamphlets. You gotta be a Jew, lady. You're the only one with a stole on, and it's 105 in here, for crying out.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, you on the street. When evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I will take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. I will lay me down.
Marcia. John. Marcia. John? Marcia. John. Marcia. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. 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 John. Marcia. Oh, Marcia, Marcia. John, John. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. John, John, John. Marcia, 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 Marcia. John, 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 John. Marcia. John. Marcia.
Jack.
Christy.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, Christy.
Oh, Jack, Jack, Jack.
Oh, Christine, Christine, Christine.
Oh, Jack, 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 Jack.
Oh, Christine.
Eugene.
Christian.
Oh, Eugene.
Oh, Christian.
Oh, Eugene, Eugene, Eugene. Oh,
Christian, Christian, Christian.
Oh, Eugene, 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 Eugene. Oh.
Christian.
Jack.
Christine.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, Christine.
Eugene.
Christian.
Oh, Eugene.
No. Christian.
Jack.
Oh, Christine.
Eugene.
Christian.
Jack.
Christian.
Eugene.
Chris.
Jack. Eugene.
Eugene. Eugene.
Oh.
That was Peter Sellers, Anthony Newley, and Joan Collins from a mid-1960s comedy record called Fool Britannia on Acapella Records. I've never seen anything else on that label. They were obviously doing a takeoff on the preceding recording that we listened to, John and Marcia, done by the legendary satirist Stan Freberg. And his original version came out approximately 10 years earlier than this sort of takeoff by Sellers and Collins and Newley. Before that, Senator Sam J. Irwin, talking a version of the Simon and Garfunkel hit Bridge Over Troubled Water. Irwin was an ancient member of the U.S. Senate floor when he recorded this song. He was around in the world of politics in the 50s, right up through the late 70s, as a Democrat and a staunch opponent of dirty right-wing politics from Joe McCarthy to Nixon. And he was actually most famous for being one of the key senators investigating the Watergate scandal. So perhaps he recorded this song as a metaphor for Watergate. Who knows? I have too much information about the history of him recording this record. A single, a 45 on Columbia Records from the early-ish 70s. And before that, we were, of course, listening to Don Rickles, best known for making fun of people in the crowd and of different ethnicities. Perhaps Don Rickles does not translate all that well onto vinyl, particularly because he's often making fun of people in the crowd and we can't see them listening to the record. But this was off of a Warner Brothers LP, his most famous record called Hello Dummy, one of two he put out on that label. And most of the time, Rickles makes very little sense on the record. I do find him funny, but even his supposed play on stereotypes are not even actually real stereotypes, or at least I don't think they are. I mean, when put under closer scrutiny, do Mexicans watch a lot of TV? I don't even think that's a real stereotype, or whatever. I mean, it's an attempt at this pseudo-racism, but it just doesn't make sense to me. I have no idea. Rickles' rhythm is really what makes him most funny, even if what's coming out of his mouth is random nonsense. But Don Rickles, Senator Sam J. Irwin, Peter Sellers, Stan Freberg, a great mix of comedy there, ladies and gentlemen. And now, another of those amazing tracks that does not necessarily fall into the comedy genre, but is amusing regardless. This is a song as sung by the letter S, and it is from a series called The Letter People, which was a show not on PBS, but a PBS affiliate in St. Louis called KETC. And it started in 1974, and of course was eventually picked up by various other PBS stations. It fit nicely alongside the heyday of public broadcasting's funky children's programs like, of course, Sesame Street, Electric Company, 321 Contact, and Zoom. And just like Zoom and Sesame Street, the Letter People have lived on in various watered-down incarnations, nowhere near as funky as they once were, but here is the real deal from the original set of 14 45s featuring two letters on each side plus an introduction to the Letter People on 1/7 inch. Here is an unbelievable song by Mr. S from 1978.
I'm Mr. S. And sometimes when I go to sleep, I'm scared. So then I sneak across my room and find my secret box and slip into my super socks. And suddenly I am a supersonic streak in the sky. That train. Save that sinking sailboat from the hurricane. I'm Mr. S. And sometimes when they're scolding me, I smile. As soon as I can sneak away, I find my secret box and slip into my super socks, and suddenly I am a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S to the rescue, they cry. Straight on super socks, there's been a robbery. Stop, surrender, don't you mess with me. I'm Mr. S, and sometimes no one plays with me, no one at all. So I just play all by myself, go to my secret box, and slip into my super socks, and suddenly I am a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S, save the ball game, they cry. Straight on super socks that swing and sting the ball. Going, going, gone, it won't come back at all. Super special super socks, we save the day. Super socks, you are super okay. Away. Super socks, super socks, hooray!
You've just heard one of the most remarkable applications in modern electronics. A battery-operated pure electronic organ which is the size and weight of a half-pound box of chocolates. It's called the stylophone. Not only is the stylophone the world's smallest electronic organ, but of all the instruments ever designed, it is without a doubt the easiest one to master. The stylophone is based on the simple action of writing. In other words, if you can write, you can master the stylophone in 15 minutes. On the sleeve of this record, you will see that I'm holding what appears to be a ballpoint pen. It is, in fact, the writing implement that you use to produce the musical sounds on the stylophone keyboard. It's called a stylus, hence the name stylophone. Well, that's fairly obvious, isn't it? Anyway, by simply touching the stylus onto the keyboard of the stylophone, that is, the simple action of putting a pen to paper, you can play rapid glissandos in seconds without ever having touched a musical instrument before. Listen to this. This is a glissando. See? To play glissandos such as you've just heard on any conventional instrument, well, it would take you years of study and practice. Yet anybody can achieve this in seconds with a stylophone. Learning your scales is so easy. No need to even lift the stylus from the keyboard. You just glide along the keys as though you were drawing a line on a piece of paper. And scales, as you know, are the basis of all music. Well, believe it or not, that was still the stylophone pocket-sized electronic organ powered by that tiny little PP3 battery. Incidentally, I haven't mentioned this, but stylophones come in three different versions. There's the standard model, which is the one I've just been playing. There's a treble one, which is an octave above the standard, and the bass model, which is one octave below the standard. Let's have a listen to two stylophones being played together in harmony. Now listen to four of them. Just imagine it's you and your family or your friends getting together on Christmas Eve and you're playing something like this. I just slipped the record on the record player. That's it. Wait for the tuning signal to see that the stylophone is in tune with the record. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention that. You can tune your stylophone up or down to match any other instrument or record player simply by turning a little control knob. Oops. Here's the signal. Now, the stylophone, you look for the key marked A, and you play that, and it's... Oh, you see, now it's slightly out of tune, so I just hold that note on there, and I'll turn the knob at the back and just move the stylophone note into tune with the one on the record. There you go. And we're in tune. Now, just wait for the introduction, and away we go.
Listening to Laugh Tracks on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, a show about comedy. And on the internet, this is the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We were listening to a booming version of the theme song from Laugh In There, a cover version of the theme by a very ambiguously named group called The Power Formula, most likely a collection of studio musicians performing anonymously. This 45 single of the Laugh In theme was produced by a guy named Beryl Keane, and Beryl was a lounge composer who put out an album called An Evening With Beryl Keane. I believe he was a clarinet player, and this is on Showtown Records, this 45 we heard, the Laugh In theme song, which was the same label that Beryl Keane's full-length LP appears on, although this track has nothing to do with that album. I have very little information about this version of the Laugh In theme. Before that, we heard comedian Rolf Harris, best known internationally for his 1960s novelty tune, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, which was a big hit, and best known here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, for his songs that he wrote specifically for and about Vancouver. And here on the single we just heard, Shilling for the Stylophone Keyboard, which was a, not really a keyboard, it was sort of like almost a screen that you took a little pen to, and it created these electronic sounds. And it never quite revolutionized the music industry the way Rolf had hoped. I know my family definitely never played four of them simultaneously on Christmas Eve, let alone one. But Rolf Harris fake laughing throughout this promotional 7-inch for the Stylophone. It's now actually quite a sought-after product on eBay, the Stylophone. And we started off this set with a rockin' song about socks with all manner of psychedelic effects, courtesy the Letter People, and specifically courtesy the letter S. And for our final 10 minutes here on Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and the Generation Exploitation Podcast on the internet, why not listen to a truly horrible comedy record and rather obscure from 1975. Let's listen to a horrible Vegas-style lounge act slash drag queen, a man, woman named Liz Lyons, and her comedy record, Up Your Ass, live at the Club Morocco.
Good evening and welcome to all, ladies and gentlemen. Harry Smith and the Club Morocco proudly present Rated X, Four Exciting Words. The naughty Liz Lyons.
Thanks a hell of a lot. We'd like to welcome you to our show. We ask you to sit back and enjoy us. Don't sit with your back to me, sir. I'm able to pee on your head. Yeah, it looks like a hung jury out there. And it's not, I can tell from here. I love your mustache. You look like a box with teeth in it. Are you girls embarrassed over there? You might as well let your hair down and enjoy yourself. When you walked in here, your reputation was shot to hell anyway. What'd you think I was gonna do up here, the Gettysburg Address? Wait till the last show, I come out bare ass on a white horse with my hair on fire. But you have to laugh loud, because I don't have to do this for a living. I can always go back to being a whore. Oh, the whores are starving in this town. This one orphan said, could you loan me $50 till I get back in my ass? You married over there? You look so damn miserable. I'm not gonna take him, honey. Is that your husband? You can talk to me. Your tits won't fall off. How long are you married? 6 years. Isn't that nice? How many kids you got? Two. No wonder somebody hasn't had any in 4 years. The television louses up everything. Ever since come out, I've been looking for a 12-inch Admiral. You couldn't get a 5-inch Hitachi in this joint. Is that the only husband you ever had? Is he good? Yeah? How do you know the difference? Ain't I a bitch? You cheat on your wife, sir? You don't? You're full of shit. You know what's worse than finding lipstick on his tie? FDS on his breath. Poor Linda Lovelace, you know, the star of Deep Throat. She's in the hospital. She has lockjaw. They don't think the guy's gonna survive. She went to the dentist. He says, you have the nicest teeth I ever come across. This side of the room, wash up, get your money, and get the hell out of here. God damn. Thank you for the clap. Now I've had everything. But Linda Lovelace is getting married. She's marrying Hugh Gibbons. They met at a log-eating contest. Oh, my God, my ovaries are killing me. Want you. I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody new. Expect me to be true and keep on loving you. Although you've been untrue, you think I can't forget you. Someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm strong for somebody new, let's go. Cause you don't want me now. I'll get along somehow. But I won't. Thank you. Thank you very much. Gee, you're wonderful. And I deserved it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to meet me after the show, I'm very sociable. Just call me to your table. If you'd like to buy me a drink, I drink Spanish Fly and 7 Up. If you should be hungry,
The kitchen is still open, and I'm sure you'll find the chef's meat is delightful. And they'll serve it right at your table. But don't order it on a skewer. But we'll be back with an entirely different show. So till then, stick around, and thank you.
A used object, like a doormat. Now I've become almost like a man. I can pick a man, I can see a gorgeous man in a bar or in a restaurant or in a discotheque. I go over to him and say, let's fuck. He look at me and said, you're flabbergasted. I can't believe it. Don't even have to take you out for dinner. Don't even have to wine and dine you. And I take that man home with me and I would make love to him passionately and I would climax and really enjoy every bit of it. And then the man would be willing to spend the night with me, because that's maybe what most girls want him to do if he gets a chance to go to bed with him. But I'd say, okay, get dressed, get out of here. And I felt that I've changed to be like this because by having been a hooker for 2 years, a hooker and a madam, men have come to my establishment on an hourly basis. They've come to me, they paid their money, they used my services and those of the girls, and they left. And maybe because of that, that I have changed. Except when I'm in love with a man, then of course there's nothing better than spending the night with that same man. But I've come to realize that I can love sex for the sake of sex, and I can love love for the sake of love.
Mes chers amis, j'ai le plaisir maintenant de vous présenter la vedette de la soirée, un chanteur, compositeur, fantaisiste à 16 heures et comédien, Lucien Boyer.
Merci beaucoup. Bonsoir, mesdames. Bonsoir, mesdemoiselles. Bonsoir, messieurs. Alors, voici pour débuter un grand succès du 8 Raid, qui est sur le numéro 2, 1200 quelque chose. Il n'y a pas à dire, est loin. Est loin, mais ça en vient. Bien. Voici ma chanson terminée.
And we've just been listening to a French-Canadian stand-up comedian by the name of Lucien Boyer. And I cannot tell you an awful lot about him, including what he was talking about. I have no idea. But we played a record by him last week. This one's another. En rêvant de voir mon rahou. Perhaps I am pronouncing that correctly. More than likely I am not. Lucien Boyer on London Records. And prior to that, we were listening to another Canadian record that was not a comedy record. A record called Zavira by the happy hooker, Zavira Hollander, who was a huge sensation in the 1970s with a series of best-selling books, including the first one called The Happy Hooker. She put out a series of movies, four, in fact, in which you can read all about those movies, the Happy Hooker films, in my zine, issue number 3 of Generation Exploitation. And the track we heard was called My Attitude Towards Sex by Zavira Hollander and her GRT Records album, Zavira. On that same album, she sings a very, what is supposed to be an orgasmic rendition of the Beatles song, Michelle. There's also a guest voice appearance by rockabilly legend Ronnie Hawkins, appearing as a horny hippie on that album. And we started off that set with Liz Lyons, a drag queen, filled with horrible jokes and songs. Doesn't get much more show business than that, folks. And that's it for this edition of Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. Thank you very much for tuning in, both on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and also on the internet, the Generation Exploitation Podcast. I am here every single Thursday from 11 p.m. to midnight on CITR and whenever you want on the internet. Leave you now with a song by Hugo Montenegro that he composed for a Frank Sinatra film, the theme from a movie called Lady in Cement. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Good night.